Of Memory and Place, East Village. 1. Say time washes over this land like a river, or like a commuter train driving the ebb and flow of the day. Say what lies beneath your feet is glaciated ice sheets, alluvial material, and 65 million years of dreaming. Say we call this sacred land, place of the Twin Rivers. Call it land of the Blackfoot. Say the half-life of this land is forever. 2. Animals move through the open fields. Humans move through those fields with wagons, shovels, and hoes. Move with cranes and cement trucks. They plant green beans and apple trees, flags and fences. They plant offices and condominium towers. Summer nights, the horses drink from the rivers, and the women and children bathe in cool waters. Everything here moves and changes with time. Stables into gas stations, homes into parking lots, and a city that moves westward away from the old. 3. Sometimes in the looking there is a blank, and then the blank is filled with buildings, words, traces of the past. Here was Calgary's first schoolhouse, first synagogue, first printer, first brothel. There are words for progress which made apartment towers rise up and shaped new trails. There are words for shelter that closed doors and made the street a home. There was the sound of blues at night and clinking glasses. Ghosts walking back alleys. East Village, first crossroad of no place and every place. 4. With time, families leave and stores close. Roofs collapse and abandoned buildings soften in the rain. The bodies of pigeons, sole occupants in padlocked hotels, fall like bruised fruit from shuttered windows. The wildness slowly returns. Spider beetles and mud daubs in the eaves. Blooming vines climb fences. Milk thistle and stinging nettle in the ruins. Animals move through open fields. A lone house remains on 8th Avenue. In the dark of winter, light shines from its windows like a domestic beacon, and the air smells of coffee and comfort. 5. The idea of the future is once again being inscribed on the landscape. A new river pathway, a library, a music center under construction. Homes stacking up into the sky, beam by beam. This is a story about many stories. This is a memory of a village that fell down and rises again. This is the land as a book, each chapter written and rewritten. Traces left on burnished brick, window gratings, sidewalks. This is a love letter to East Village, land of the Twin Rivers, land of flood and drought, place of desolation and hope, becoming and becoming from what has been.